Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, so you just got a dream job. It's not really your dream job, but it was someone else's, but you inherited it because they got unexpectedly pregnant. And it's in Paris. And it's so cool. And like, you started this new job, but like, people don't really respect you, but it's cool that you get to live in Paris. And then you meet one of you're in a marketing agency. You meet a client and he's this very handsome older man and he flirts with you and you kind of flirt back, but you also try to keep it professional. And you find out not only is your client married, but he's also having an affair with your boss at this marketing agency. So he's got a mistress and a wife. And you come into work on Monday morning and there's a box on your desk. The box says La Perla on it. And you see a card that says, like, wanted you to feel sexy, signed Antoine, the client. You open it and you pick up the lingerie. And you kind of like look at it. Again, you're in your open office. And your boss walks by and says, what is this? What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
I literally gasped. I was muted.
Good.
But I was gasping multiple times.
A lot. And I La have Perla? Opinion. I know. Okay, so here's...
Wait, is this significant? Do I need to Google La Perla?
It's expensive
Google
lingerie.
It's very expensive lingerie, but that's pretty much all they sell. Like, if Kelly said Merry Christmas and gave me a box that said La Perla on it, I probably wouldn't open it in public.
Even, oh,
like,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is not... It's not like Victoria's Secret where it might be a robe.
Yeah, or a pair of, like, pink sweatpants.
Right.
Exactly.
Or it's like
this
Tiffany's.
Is really nice
like,
stuff.
You know what's inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice stuff. Like, I aspire to someday own that kind
Ooh,
of thing. Like, it's lovely.
I want this slip.
I think you should get it.
Get it. I mean,
start
it's
saving.
Very expensive. It's, start saving.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even look at the price.
Yeah.
No, it's $500,
expensive.
Right?
It's $515, but it's all sheer in the front, and then the back is lace.
Yeah,
very
I bet that's
nice.
Very sexy. So that's the... There's a lot going on. In this show, I'm talking about a show called Emily in Paris. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a bad show. It makes Paris look very pretty, so it was worth, and it was also, I watched it during the week of waiting for election returns to come back, so it was a good, like, think about something so different that's not going to make you think about anything related to the country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I watched a few episodes. But this particular situation is fairly complex. I personally, if someone sent me to work a box that said La Perla on it, I'm not opening it at work.
Right.
But that's also me. I try to keep that stuff separate.
No, I think that should be most people.
So
I think
then,
that should be most
okay,
people.
Okay, but now you've opened it and you're looking at the lingerie and your boss, who you know is sleeping with the guy who gave you the lingerie, is there. What do you say to her?
So wait a minute, hold on. You open it up and you're like holding the lingerie up? Like that's how you discover it?
You're like you're not holding it up against your body, okay. But you're like holding it up. It's clear what it is.
Okay. I have an idea, a strategy. Okay. So this is your boss. Are you making pretty good money?
You're making good money, but she hates you. Like you don't know how she may send you back to Chicago.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say like, oh yeah, I made a quick stop at La Perla on my lunch break, and I just got myself a little treat. You know
how that's a great move.
But if she hates you, she probably doesn't want to hear about you like dipping out of the office for a long lunch to go lingerie shopping.
She may respect you more if she thought you went and bought fancy lingerie.
But it was also shipped to you, right? Like you could just say that, you know.
You ordered it.
Yeah. Say that you placed the order in the store.
Don't get
and
your
then,
sex toys shipped to my office. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sorry, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Well, you would just be like, I agree. I would be like, I went and bought it. Or you can even be like, I bought it at blank time and then they just shipped it to me. So I just got it.
And I don't get deliveries to my house anymore because someone has been stealing my packages. There's always someone here to sign for it.
Guys,
so that's why I come to the office.
You're going to get busted. These are too many details. Lies with too many details. You just have to... I think you say, oh, I ordered it.
No, you spit all of this information out as fast as you can.
Yeah.
You know what she does?
What?
She smiles to herself and says, it's from a friend.
I hate her so much.
You will. If you ever try this show, you like she's very, and I work in marketing too. So like that also is like none of it. She's very bad at her job. Mm-hmm. Like all of her office behavior. If I worked with her, I would hate her. Like she's just awful.
Yeah.
But Paris looks really good, and there's some humor in it that's like you know, good. But
this show is generally maligned among
it's
people
not
who
good.
I respect.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good, but like Paris looks good.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's also the type
candy.
Of show where
yeah.
you know someone say that you spend. Almost all of your time with will be like, oh my God, I hate this show so much. And then go on to describe to you scene after scene for a solid 45 minutes.
Oh, so you know everything about the show already.
I've been told.
You've been told. Okay. You know everything. Okay. So and if it was me, I know that no one asked me what I would do in this situation. No. But I'm
going to share. So moving on. Today we're talking about... Ryan, what would you do in this scenario?
Oh, thank you for asking. Personally, because I'm a little apple for the teacher rule follower person, I would just tell my boss that the client gave me an inappropriate gift. I don't especially if I'm not going to fuck the client.
Yeah.
Like that kind of secret, I don't see any benefit for me as low man on the totem pole at this place to be accepting client gifts that are inappropriate. Like I don't see it doesn't long term that does not benefit me. Now, being honest about it.
Oh, go ahead.
I feel like if I'm honest about it, I might even get to keep the lingerie, but I get the credit for being a good person. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Okay, here's my question. Is this boss, though, somebody that there is a risk that they will shoot the messenger?
There is, but they're going to shoot you no matter what. You're their favorite target.
Oh, I see. But, like, what if they just get filled with rage and they're like, now I'm going to... Like, you know when a lady finds out that, like, her husband is cheating on her with somebody that maybe she doesn't know, and so that person doesn't have loyalty to her.
Right.
And she only gets mad at the person that he was cheating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At the mistress.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what you
fear.
Do.
No, you're right.
You flip the power dynamic. Your boss is like, hey, what is that? You're like, oh, I got you something.
No.
You,
Patrick.
I'm just saying. Take it back.
I got you something. And I only am basing this on stereotypes of a place I've never been, but I feel like that can slide in a Parisian office.
It could.
Okay, here's the thing, though. You are much more petite than your boss. So you flip it on her and you give it to her, and it's not her size.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, they sent me the wrong size because...
I'll just keep this one.
I'll keep this one.
I'll
blame it on
another $1,000 to get you something.
I'm going to march down to that store right now.
And then take a four-hour lunch.
Yeah, and as it plays out, he kind of gets off scot-free.
The philanderer?
Yeah.
Damn.
But I guess that's kind of what it is, right? Like, if you start an affair with a married man, like, you're in hot water.
Yeah. Yeah. Or broth.
Mm.
We're talking octfuber. Guys, I don't know how this works.
Yeah, octfuber.
Octfuber.
This is our fourth consecutive week of fake October episodes.
Mm, what a ride, you guys.
It's been wild.
I'm so glad we did this.
Yeah. I mean, love October.
Yes. Have you guys been living octfuber in your daily life as well?
I'm living octfuber every month of the year, dude.
Ooh. I just watched Halloween Town for the first time. Never seen it before.
Cute.
Pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Cute. Oh, man, I have a Halloween Town opinion. It's not very shippy, but the little sister is totally boned. She is the best witch. She should be the lead. The main sister is fine. She's cute, whatever. But, like, the little sister is a way better witch and has way more powers than anyone else. She can make cookies fly.
I thought the reveal. Yeah, she turned a lock into a frog. It was adorable. I loved her.
Yeah. So I feel like she should be. It is weird that she's not the hero in the first movie. But the first movie, they're like, okay, let's all hold hands. Fine. That's how you solve it. But in the second movie, she's completely sidelined. And it's
sucks.
Like, come on, man. She should be the hero.
Unfair.
Yeah. Or she should be like Captain Marvel and you put another planet for most of the movie because she's so powerful.
Right. Because then what if, like, because then she just nerfed the bad guys.
Exactly.
Sure,
I'm okay with her coming in last minute and saving
her. She's out solving problems across the multiverse.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. She's got a lot on her plate. It's like a mixture. It's like a soup of things.
She should live in Halloween Town full time with Grandma.
Yes. And she should be such a good witch that she doesn't even pay attention to the Halloween Town issues.
Because she's like Dr. Manhattan.
Yes.
She's thinking of other things.
Making life on a different planet.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
But we're talking about soup.
Yep. Yep.
I'm getting better at these transitions, don't you think, guys?
It's really good. Great. It's really good.
Perfect.
It's really good.
Can I share my octfobership?
Please.
So I feel like this is maybe tangentially related to Emily in Paris.
Okay.
But also not at all. I'm sorry I did that. That's not right.
I got so excited.
So I'm starting here with Miranda Priestly, the villain / hero from The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That she would be, you know, having a hard day of making that magazine go. And like Andy's fucking stuff up. And so she like, you know, sends her out to like, you know, go find a new Harry Potter book or whatever. It's same usual shit. Right. And like everyone is failing her. Everyone is letting her down. And so she's like sending everyone off on these impossible errands to just like test them all. Right. Mm-hmm. And then she realizes, oh shit, it's lunchtime. And I've sent all of my, you know, gophers off on impossible errands. I'm going to have to get lunch for myself, which she's fine with, by the way. Like, there's something kind of fun and exciting about it.
Mm-hmm.
So she like heads out, you know, front door of the office and asks the doorman, kind of like grills the doorman to get like the name of an awesome place that she should go to get food that like of the, you know, shitty people that she works with would know about. And so like the guy gives her the name of a place and she gives him a withering look and it's awesome. And then she goes
24/7.
Yep. She goes to this restaurant and there's a line like out the door and she's like, fuck no, I'm not waiting in the line. So she like, she goes to the front of the line and, you know, someone is like, hey, you can't just like cut in the line. And she gives him a withering look and they're like, oh, okay, sorry, go ahead. And so she's standing at the counter and it's all soups, right? It's just all kinds of soups.
Oh my God. This seems like a place that's really regimented.
It's so regimented. And like the woman taking her order is like, you know, really, really like stern and strict. And then Miranda just like gives her a withering look.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Crumbles right away.
Building.
And then she gets a sack like thrust into her hand and it's got the soup that she wants. But then she looks in and she's like, this doesn't smell as exceptional as I want. And the fucking soup Nazi is like, what did you just say to me?
Oh, no.
And they have it out. They like scream at each other about what she wants and what she deserves. And he's like, I'm an artist. The soup is what it is. You will eat it and you will love it. And then she does and recognizes. she recognizes another fucking perfectionist in a world that does not appreciate either of them for the mega genius they bring to their art form.
Too many people are fine with mediocrity, and not those two.
I love this.
Their sexual escapades would be like Olympic level competitions where they are trying to best each other the entire time.
Unfortunately, there would be notes.
Yeah, that's true.
Mutual.
Mutual by both. Yeah.
I love it. This is like a hot and hot relationship where it's fucking and fighting from dusk till dawn.
Well, except for when they're working. Fucking, fighting, and working.
All the time, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, love
that's
it.
Very that's very good. That's
good
very,
job,
very good.
Patrick.
Thank
you. Wow. Wow.
It's hard to ship Miranda with like anyone, right? Like she's tough.
Like, who would you wish her on? And it's like the soup Nazi is exactly the right guy.
He would love it.
Because he's also a workaholic. Like he wouldn't mind if she has to go to Paris Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. He waves his hand at her and says, "Get out of my kitchen. I got soups to make." Yeah. And then all his soups, they're like French onion soups that week.
That's cute.
Because he's thinking about her.
That's cute.
And he's like, they call me the soup Nazi. And she's like, fuck, they call me the devil. Like,
Yeah. That's so good.
Excellent.
Have you guys ever been to that place?
No.
Okay.
Is it a real, it's a real soup restaurant?
There's a real soup place.
Is it in New York or LA?
I thought it was in New York, but now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it is in LA. But never mind.
Let's go.
I didn't mean to. Okay. It is getting to be soup weather.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm super chilly.
It is. The original soup man.
Yes. Tell me about him.
That's what it's called. Chain of soup restaurants originally run by Ali Al Yegane. And it was between Broadway and 8th.
Okay.
In Midtown.
Yeah. He can't really name it Soup Nazi.
No, it's called Soup Kitchen. Originally Soup Kitchen International.
All right.
That's a fine name.
Yeah.
Functional.
Yeah.
Functional.
So I warned you guys in advance, but mine is like basic AF.
That's okay.
It's like a trip to the soup plantation.
That would be offensive.
RIP.
Oh, sorry. RIP soup plantation. But it is the main couple in a romantic comedy. Bay. Sick. And it's a friends to lovers story and also a reunion, a second chance romance, which you know I love those second chance romances. And it's Sasha and Marcus from Always Be My Maybe. Now, there is no but in the movie, but she does run a non-denominational modern Vietnamese fusion restaurant. So I think possibly there's probably like a pho inspired thing.
I'm sure there's like a deconstructed pho or something like that.
In her new restaurant in San Francisco that's more like home style cooking, maybe she has it on the menu because I think she's open to different kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But food is like so the main character, Sasha, is a chef. And so food is definitely shown as like her culture and also how she expresses herself as an artist. And she kind of evolves through the movie and to see what, like, she recognizes the power of food and also like what food could do for her. So it's a food ship. And like I said, it's not a direct pho, but there could be a deconstructed pho on her menu. It's possible.
I think it's possible.
Yeah. We have no evidence that the soup Nazi made pho either. So
true. I also was like, my main memory of that movie, of course, is the Keanu Reeves cameo. Like, that's what I think about when I think of that movie, because he's so great. Mm-hmm. But I rewatched the first, like, 45 minutes of that movie this morning. Yeah, I like it. I'm into it. I think that they both have, like, stuff. It's a very cute, conventional romantic comedy. Like,
yeah,
their falling out is kind of stupid. They like, lose their virginity to each other and then are awkward. And that's why they don't talk for 10 years, which is pretty.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, so it's a pretty dumb reason not to talk to like your best friend's soulmate who grew up next to you.
Well, but they're also just like different people.
They're
though,
different,
right?
Like, they and they're going away to college and like they just live different lives. But it's not like they don't have that much, you know, for a second chance romance, they don't have that much to overcome. They kind of just have to be in the same city again.
Yeah, it's not like sometimes I feel like the thing that puts them apart, you're kind of like, I don't know if I could overlook that.
Exactly. Yeah, oh, yeah, God, yeah, yeah. I get yeah, why. Yeah. But like
in the case of Jimmy Doherty and his mom in Boardwalk Empire, same story, but because they are mother and child, much harder to get over.
Very
much
hard to get over that. You could spend your whole life trying to get over that.
Yeah. Or just murder a bunch of people because of it.
It's true.
Just literally become a murderer.
Is that your ship?
No, just...
Okay, so what's your fuss ship?
Well, for mine, I would like to take us back to Paris for a moment, if that's all right.
Wow, we can't stay away from Paris.
Maybe we should go to Paris.
Ooh!
I know Chipple we have to wait until the plague is over, but Chipple after the plague, let's go.
We'll meet in Paris.
I love it. I love it because it is technically super unnecessary for how we do the show.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, we don't have to be, like, we haven't even been in the same room in 7 months.
Yeah, location is not key to the magic of our show.
But it was for a while, right?
It was for a while, but we've evolved.
That's true. That's true.
All right. And also, you know, we don't have, like, the bright plugs for Paris.
Right. Well, we need to get those
all of our equipment, we'd have to start over.
And the internet, we'd have to figure out the internet there, and, like, it's a whole thing.
All right, we're not going to Paris.
No, wait!
Well, we could. We just have to prep. Right.
Thanks, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
First episode back in a room together, we're going to Paris. But you know who else was going to Paris to do a show in my ship? Andrew Zimmern, the host of Bizarre Food on the Travel Network.
Okay.
You know, it's like a regular day in the life. He's going to Paris. He's checking out different classic Parisian cuisines, and then he hears rumblings on the street, and his producer confirms it. There is a restaurant that serves the finest classical Parisian dishes prepared by rats. And
what?
Yep. Multiple rats.
Multiple rats are running the kitchen. They are like the...
Oh, okay. You're setting up a ship. I thought this was a real episode of Bizarre Foods, and I was like...
Kelly, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Kelly, when we go to Paris, are you going to be this close-minded? When I say, I've heard of this new restaurant, it's run by rats, are you really... You're just going to say, oh, it's not real.
Can you think of a more bizarre food, though?
No, I can't, which is why I was like, I thought they were cheating it, though. Like, I was like, they're lying, you know? Like, it was like not really prepared by rats. Yeah,
all these reality shows, you know, it's such a con.
Yeah, they do fuck. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. Keep going.
So he's like, okay, well, we have to get a table. It's like, oh, man. All right, so the producer goes there. He's trying to pull all the strings. He's like, look, this is going to be great for your business. Like, this show is broadcast all over the world. It's very popular. It's like, I'm sorry, there are no tables. There are no, no reservations available for weeks. We are a very popular rat restaurant. And so Andrew Zimmern is like, I have to have this on my show. So he goes sneaking around the alley, trying to get like a peek into the rat restaurant, see what's going on. And he meets behind the restaurant, picking up an order or something like that, tasting different wares from the local merchants and things like that. He meets the head chef, Remy the Rat from Ratatouille, and they get to talking, and he's like, you know what? I like, all right, I'll like try to get you in. I'm not really interested in the publicity, but they sort of bond over their love of food. And Andrew's like telling Remy all about these different world cuisines and where he's been. And he's, you know, mentions, oh, I'm going to Vietnam at the end of this week, and we're going to do an episode there. And Remy's like, oh, wow, I've never heard of Vietnam. I'm a rat. And he's like, oh, my God, you've never been to Vietnam. You have to try pho. It's amazing. And so now Remy is like filled with dreams of tasting not just Parisian cuisines, but foods from all around the world. And he puts the restaurant in charge of, or he puts the other chef in charge of his restaurant for a little while. And he jumps up in Andrew's luggage, and they travel the world together, tasting delicious foods.
Aww.
That's nice. But yeah. No sex.
No sex. No, he's a human man, and the other one is a rat. So yeah, no sex.
Good.
Okay, but that didn't stop us a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Oh, it's, no. We've done all sorts of weird shit. I think Kelly put a human man's head up a fucking house goblin a couple of weeks ago.
House goblin.
No, I'm saying this is the second Ratatouille ship we've done in like a month.
Yeah.
Because I shipped Emil with Max from Happy Endings.
Oh yeah. That was nice. Oh,
yeah. both good ships.
There you go.
Yeah, good ships.
I thought I was gonna get in trouble for using Andrew Zimmern because you guys don't like it when I'd use real people.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, no, I got away with it this time.
I mean, I don't know what happens when you don't get away with it.
It is funny that right before recording, we were talking about something else, and we were like, no, we don't use real people. That was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true, but it seems like weeks ago.
It does.
Time flies in October. Kelly.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. What is my ship? Oh. So I actually ate pho literally yesterday because it so we record these multiple, we bank them, so like as of right now it like rained recently and like it was nice and cold. Mm-hmm. And even though people in Vietnam like traditionally, you know, it's a tropical place, they eat it when it's hot, they eat it whenever, but I was very excited to eat pho because I was like, oh my god, it's cold out, I'm gonna have some nice warm pho. And I had pho chai, which is like vegetarian with like a bunch of different types of mushrooms and tofus and stuff like that.
Ooh.
And so I was thinking about mushrooms because I've been playing this game called Ooblets for a while.
Ooblets.
I think we've talked about it on this show. It's very cute and it's a really good distraction from like the world, and you get to pretend that like you're going to this seaside town. It's kind of like Pokemon, but it's not as, they don't fight. They do dance battles.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So it's cute. It's like, and the ooblets are very, very, very cute. And there's like four different mushroom ooblets. And so basically like you go to this little town called Badge Town, this little seaside town. And you basically collect ooblets and you have a farm and you build up your farm and you make friends and you join clubs and then you do little dance battles every day.
Oh my god, and they're so cute.
Yeah, they're really cute. They're really like, look them up if you, and the game I believe maybe is still in early access, so it's still a little bit buggy, but mm-hmm. I really, really recommend it. The outfits that you can collect are super cute. And there's a lot of fun and interesting characters that you can encounter. And I ship two of the characters that you can encounter. There is one is Era, who is like this cool kind of like goth chick with like black hair and space buns and glasses. And cool. Her house is decorated like a witch like coven. It's mm-hmm. so cool. So her, and she's very like tech smart and just like, kind of not like, she's like more low energy. And then the mayor of the town is this person called Mayor Tinsel, who has like bright pink, bubblegum pink pigtails.
No.
And she has a little sideways like little top hat that she wears.
Oh my
and then
God.
Rainbow tights and boots and little shorts, and she's always dancing around the town.
Oh my god, four more years.
Yeah, and you every time you go up to her, she's like, she's very funny and very bubbly. And so she, like, when you go up to her, she took over the mayor position after they had this other person as mayor who, like, wanted to, I don't know what, he like, the ooblet population, like, got out of control or something like that. He was, like, not, also, he doesn't really talk or communicate to anybody. Mm-hmm. So it's like they
was,
were like,
was he issuing too many ooblet hunting permits?
Oh,
was that what it was?
I don't know.
Oh.
Let's go with yeah.
But so I ship Mayor Tinsel and Ara. I think that they both like, one wants, is very interested in like knowledge and it's kind of like, it reminds me a little bit of Princess Bubblegum and Marcy, but like reversed. Mm-hmm. Where like the one that's obsessed with like knowledge and science and stuff, there's some tinges of that in Ara. Mm-hmm. And then Mayor Tinsel is more just like, hey, I'm going to make you do this kind of, and she's like very open about it. She's like, I'm going to make you do this kind of like nonsense task so that way you can collect badges, because collecting badges is fun, and that's why we called this place Badge Town.
She seems great.
She's great.
Yeah, I love her.
She's really cool, has really good looks. Like her, like her outfits are really cool. Yeah. And also her main ooblet that like sends you like little like awards. You get badges for things that you do. So if you finish a project and then you're due a badge, this little ooblet will come running up to you. He is, let me look. Just so you guys can have some visual. He is a Legsy, mm-hmm. which is a little peach colored fish with like Aww. Aqua fins and little aqua duck feet.
Oh my God, I love him.
Yeah, and he oh! wears little star sunglasses.
Oh my God.
So he runs up to you in little star sunglasses and gives you your badge. The ooblets are all extremely, extremely cute. I really recommend this game. One of my favorites is Radlad. I think Radlad's really cute. But they all have cool different dance moves. And they like all the characters like that you can try and get relationships with, mm-hmm. like not necessarily sexual relationships, are all like really
not necessarily sexual.
Not necessarily romantic, let's say. Okay. This game's not very sexual. If you look at ooblets.com/ooblets, if you scroll down to the right, there's a back, an image of Aura from the back. Oh. So that's her outfit, is the space buns with the black clothes and black pants. And her ooblet that follows her around is called Gloopy Long Legs. It's
oh my
really
gosh.
Cute. But I ship them together.
I like it.
I like a goth person with like a rainbow person.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's a great pairing.
So I recommend the game if you want to play it. It's fun.
It looks great.
Cute.
So
like
cute.
I literally cry from cuteness every time I unlock a new ooblet. I'm like, no. Why? So recommend. See, I can do something that's just cute.
You just
no, that's
what
really
it.
Good.
Yeah, we should get out of this really quick. Yep. Colin, do you have anything from Twitter?
Yes.
If you would like to have your questions read and answered on the show, you can tweet at us. We're at ShippleDips. That's Shipple like nipple and Dips like nips. Or you can email us at ShippleDipsShow@gmail.com.
So we have some action on Twitter from our dear friend Dodger Sister.
Hi, Dodger Sister.
Okay, am I the only one who ships Qui-Gon and Anakin's mom? Peeps at Shipple Dips. Any of you in on this ship? Plus, you know, I don't dislike Qui-Gon this time around. Back in the day, I found him boring. Dip between 21 and being 21 and being 42. I wanted my character as spunky, but now I appreciate the calm, centered guy more. Not quite as much, still appreciate it. Obi-Wan, young or old versions, but still more than I did at 21. So, is there anything between Qui-Gon and Anakin's mom?
I would love there to be, except for one major problem.
She a slave?
He leaves her to be a slave and never even tries to help her.
Doesn't even give a fuck, man. He puts it in the hands of a roll of a die that he can cheat. He proves that he can cheat at dice games.
Yeah.
He should have cheated. Maybe it was
shoulda.
I can't ship him after that, but I can up it too if you want to make an AU.
Yeah.
Up until him leaving town.
Non-canon compliant.
Sure.
Could do that.
Mean, here's the thing.
I'm not against it.
Like, in the movie, I think he purposely leaves her behind because it's harder to groom a child if they've got a parent who loves them.
I agree.
Them
Eliminate the parent.
Well, yeah. And he knows that's going to be an issue, too. Like, Anakin's attachment to his mother is going to be a problem in training him to begin with.
Well, and it turns out to be a problem in keeping him not evil, too.
Yeah, but
he has mommy issues.
Qui-Gon's not around to deal with any of that.
Well, he... Okay,
he dies.
How about
He's
this?
He's murdered.
All right, so it's got to be AU, but what if Qui-Gon gets an opportunity to see the whole, like, he has a dream.
Okay.
And he sees all the future, including Anakin growing up to be Darth Vader.
Ooh, he, like, does a Doctor Strange on it?
He does a Doctor Strange on
it. Ooh, there we go.
And so he saves Anakin's mom, but not for her at first.
Yeah. I like this.
In order to try to prevent Anakin from going evil.
I think that is in line, too, with, like, his personality,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know how some AU stuff, it's like, well, why are they all of a sudden like this?
Right.
Like this, to have it start with him, like not doing it to save her, you know, and then it like slow burns.
Yeah, it's a slow burn for sure. And then I think maybe he goes evil anyway.
It's not a good ending.
Yeah. I think he and what's Anakin's mom's name again?
Shmi.
Shmi. I think Shmi and Qui-Gon both end up dead at the end of this fic.
Mm-hmm.
And like then Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, and then the OTP of all TLTP.
That's right.
And then Anakin, I think, still goes evil. Like, I think and so it's going to be one of those dramatic irony things.
I think I think Shmi is killed trying to defend her lover Qui-Gon from a now like outraged Anakin. So
no,
Anakin's
she
having
dies for Qui-Gon.
Anakin like, kills
she just,
her?
She just tries to pull her son off of her boyfriend.
Oh my god!
During
this
a force fight,
this is sad.
And Anakin
it's
kills
sad
him
no matter what.
It's very, very like Rainmaker from Looper. What I'm picturing AU version of Anakin.
It could make sense too with like you know, Qui-Gon, even just like the bet plays out as it does, and like Qui-Gon, instead of going to Naboo at the end of Phantom Menace, just returns to Tatooine and is like, look, I can't rescue you from this, from the slavery situation, but I will be here in it with you. And then
what?
Like just lives that life with her. And then he and Shmi can be killed by Anakin when he comes back to like fuck shit up.
Right. Okay. So he abandons Anakin. He lives, isn't killed by Darth Maul, but leaves Anakin with his Padawan regardless. So now the ill-equipped young Obi-Wan is still in charge of Anakin's training.
So it almost doesn't have to be an AU. He fakes his death.
Yeah.
Sure.
So this is like a QAnon version.
Hey, guys.
Qui-Gon.
Two relationships.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.